If you could follow along on the page with this next one, I'll occasionally ask you if you've got the book to read along. You don't have to do it with every poem, of course, if you don't want to. This one I would sort of prefer if you would, if you've got the handout. This poem is about, as you can see from the title, it's called The Closet, and then it has a little subtitle to set the scene, After My Mother's Death. The speaker is a six-year-old boy whose mother has just died, and he comes upon her newly emptied closet and says, the poem is about this. And in the course of it, you discover, or he re-experiences in some way, the death of the mother. The mother died in childbirth, and the child died also. It's called The Closet, After My Mother's Death. Here, not long enough after the hospital happened, I find her closet lying empty and stop my play and go in and crane up at three black wire hangers which quiver, airy, released. They appear to enjoy their new distance, cognizance born of the absence of anything else. The closet has been cleaned out, full flush as surgeries, where the hangers could be amiable scalpels, though they just as well would be themselves in basements, glovelessly scraping uteri. But here, pure, transfigured heavenward, there, birds, whose wingspans expand by excluding me. Their range is enlarged by loss. They'd leave buzzards, measly as moths. And the hat shelf is even higher, as the sky over a prairie, an undotted desert where nothing can swoop sudden, crumple in secret. I've fled at ambush, tag, age, six. Must I face this? Can I have my hide-and-seek hole back now, please? The clothes, the thicket of shoes. Where is it? Only the hangers are at home here. Come heir to this rare element, fluent. Their skeletal grace sings of the ease with which they let go the dress, slip, housecoat, or blouse, so absolvingly. Free, they fly, trim, triangular, augurs leapt ahead from some geometric god who soars, stripped of flesh, it is said. Catnip to a brat, placated by model airplane kits, kids my size lack motor skills for, so I wind up glue-scabbed, pawing goo-goo fingernails, glazed skins fun to peer in as frosted glass doors. But the closet has no windows. Opaque or sheer, I must shut my eyes, shrink within to peep into this wall. Soliciting sleep, I'll dream mother spilled and cold, unpillowed, the operating table cracked to goad delivery, its stirrups slack, its forceps closed. By it, I'll see mobs of obstetrical personnel kneel proud, congratulatory, cooing and ooing, and hold the dead infant up to the dead woman's face as if for approval, the prompted beholding, tears, a zoom-shot kiss, white-masked doctors and nurses patting each other on the back, which is how in the Old West a hangman, if he was good, could gauge the heft of his intended. Awake, the hangers are sharper, knife and slice. I jump gropelessly to catch them, to twist them clear, misshape them whole, sail them across the small air space of the closet. I shall find room enough here by excluding myself. By excluding myself, I'll grow.